Investment Flash.
Markets are hunting for bottoms everywhere you look. Beaten down IT consultants, Chinese internet stocks, even Bitcoin. And there's a juicy DJIA rebalancing trade to boot. Let's get into it.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 24th, the London edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Tom, you sound ready to buy the dip, but careful, there are plenty of landmines.
I know, but hey, that quantum ETF call from yesterday is already printing. QTUM up another couple percent pre-market.
To be fair, Tom, you were also bullish on Infosys yesterday, and that one's looking like a milk carton left in the sun.
All right. One out of two isn't terrible. Anyway, let's start with the most contrarian call on the board. IT consultants.
Yeah, look, FT Lex is running against the panic. Accenture down 51% year-to-date, Capgemini crushed, and they say the sell-off overestimates these firms' inability to fight back.
Wait, Capgemini is French, Gerald. This is a European angle you actually care about.
Huh, fair enough. But honestly, ACN, just 8% above its 52-week low after a 23% weekly wipeout, that reeks of forced selling.
Buddy, a 23% weekly crash and you're calling a bottom? That's like catching a falling knife.
No, but think about it. They have some of the smartest tech talent. They're pivoting to AI services. The market is pricing extinction, not adaptation.
And to be fair, Accenture trades at about 15 times forward PE ratio now. That's not stretched for a company that's still growing.
Fair enough, but the momentum is brutal. I'd wait for a bounce confirmation.
Exactly. That's the whole risk. Calling turns in names that are down 50% has been a serial wealth destroyer this year.
100%.
Right. Next up, DJIA rebalancing. Verizon out, Alphabet in, effective June 29th. That's a mechanical pop for Google.
Wait, hold on. Google is already up almost 10% year to date, but it's still 15% below its high. Passive buying will help, but it won't fix the AI overhang.
And Verizon, which is out, actually rallied 3% last session. The market's already pricing the forced selling.
Maybe, but passive flows near the rebalance date can still move the needle. I'd play it for a quick trade.
I'm going to push back here, Tom. This is a mechanical event, not a fundamental catalyst. Once the rebalance is done, it's back to worrying about ad revenue.
That's spot on. And the Dow ETF itself? It's a hold. Rebalancing changes weightings, but the net effect is negligible.
Okay, fair. Let's talk Bitcoin then. CoinDesk has two bullish pieces, cheap fall ahead of a $10 billion option settlement, and a contrarian moving average indicator saying downside is limited.
Honestly, cheap vol is exactly when you worry about a spike. And a contrarian indicator that's been wrong for 6 months is just noise.
But Tom, the correlation with risk assets is still tight. If equities roll over, Bitcoin goes with them. It's not a safe haven yet.
I get that, but the setup is for a volatility spike post-settlement. If you're a vol trader, this is interesting.
All right, I'll give you that one. For options players, maybe. But for spot, I'd wait.
Meanwhile, Indian energy transition. Zerodha's Nikhil Kamath is betting big on it, and the US-Iran war reinforces the push. The clean energy ETF ICLN is up 20.9% year-to-date.
I like that. Global clean energy tailwind. And Indy, the India 50 ETF, is down 12% year-to-date. Near support.
To be fair, ICLN fell 4.4% last session, so it's not immune to broader pressure.
But the structural push is there. India needs energy, and clean is the path. The valuation reset could be an entry.
All right, but now the ugly. Korean chips. Leveraged ETFs sold $6 billion of Samsung and SK Hynix during Tuesday's route.
Yeah, look, that's forced selling on top of weak fundamentals. If volatility persists, there's more downside pressure. No valuation relief in sight.
And this is a crowded trade unwinding. Samsung is the poster child of the AI supply chain. It's not done yet.
Right. And Indian IT isn't any prettier. Infosys down 40.6% year to date, just 3% above its 52-week low. Nifty share at a record low.
That one stings, Tom, because you were buying it yesterday. The AI disruption fear is real. These firms are getting squeezed.
Yeah, that call aged about as well as milk left in the sun, as you said. Wipro's down 21% too.
Okay, shifting to Japan. China is throttling mineral exports, and that hammered the Japan ETF, EWJ, down 4.35% last session.
This is a direct supply shock, and it's putting pressure on PM Takeuchi. Export curbs bite hard in manufacturing-heavy Japan.
But wait, rare earths. That same story creates a buy for REMX, the rare earths ETF. It's up 19.6% year-to-date, but last session's 5.6% dip is a pullback entry.
That's actually a clean supply shock play. China restricts, REMX benefits.
And on the flip side, Japanese buybacks are soaring past $100 billion, driven by Sony and Hitachi. Sony is literally 1% above its 52-week low.
No way. Sony at that level with a buyback catalyst? That's an oversold opportunity.
But Gerald, isn't Japan getting hit by both the mineral choke and a strong dollar? The buyback wave is nice, but it's a capital return in a down market.
To be fair, that's exactly what value investors want, support near the lows. Hitachi down 7% year to date, but buybacks put a floor.
And don't forget Blackstone's $30 billion Japan AI data center plan. BX is down 24% year to date. If that story sticks, it's a catalyst.
But that's a single source story from Nikkei Asia. Blackstone hasn't confirmed the scale publicly.
All right, now, the real anti-AI trade. Evercore ISI explicitly recommends Exxon and Mondelez as negative beta stocks to hedge an AI bubble burst.
See, this is what I mean. Exxon at 13 times forward PE ratio, Mondelez at 18 times. Classic defensive rotation against the tech froth.
Sure, but if AI keeps crushing it, you underperform. It's a hedge, not a trade I'd want to be in.
Look, mate, it's about correlation. These names have negative beta to tech. If the AI bubble pops, you're protected.
Totally.
All right, but what about Chinese AI? The U.S. ban on Anthropic in Hong Kong is the best advert for Chinese alternatives, says SEMP. KWEB at its 52-week low.
No, Tom, this is actually an interesting contrarian long. Alibaba near its low, down 34% year-to-date. If the narrative shifts to domestic AI, these names could re-rate.
To be fair, Chinese tech has been on sale for years and keeps getting cheaper. What changes the narrative?
The catalyst is the unintended consequence of U.S. policy. It forces demand onto local alternatives. Baidu down 27% is a value entry.
I'm with Marie on this one. The risk-reward looks asymmetric.
All right, I'll concede that it's a story. But let's talk cruise lines. Carnival warned the Iran war disrupted bookings, issued a soft outlook. CCL down nearly 5% last session.
Wait. This is the real-world AI fatigue. Geopolitical risk hits consumer travel. Royal Caribbean is held up better, but it could catch down.
Sell Carnival, and I'd fade Royal Caribbean too. Industry-wide headwind.
Now, the reason we're not all doom and gloom, nuclear renaissance. The U.S. Energy Department is providing billions in low-cost loans to kickstart reactor orders.
This is huge for the sector. NLR, the nuclear ETF, is down 8% year-to-date. That could get a major policy catalyst.
And Constellation Energy, down 26% year-to-date, is a direct beneficiary. Deep value with a catalyst.
To be fair, nuclear is a decade-long game, not a quick trade. But the signal is clear. Government backing.
Exactly. That's the whole story.
And finally, quantum computing. IBM scaling up. Shares jumped 5% last session. Qtum, the quantum ETF, up 45% year to date.
Wait, that QTUM call yesterday? That's you, Tom.
Haha, I'll take the credit. But seriously, the IBM news moving the needle by 5% shows the market is paying attention.
All right, let's synthesize. The FT says IT consultants are oversold, CoinDesk sees a Bitcoin bottom, and SCMP thinks Chinese AI is a buy. Bottom fishing galore.
But the case against momentum is still terrible. ACN down 51% year to date. Infosys down 40. Calling turns has been a serial wealth destroyer all year.
Yeah, and the DJIA edition of Alphabet might pop, but it won't fix the structural AI wreck in Indian IT or Korean chips.
And what's missing, and I mean totally absent, is any mention of monetary policy. Not one article discusses rates, the Fed, or inflation. The VIX is at 13, implied calm, while the whole buy-the-dip thesis rests on a steady macro backdrop.
That's exactly it. A hawkish BOJ or a hot CPI print could blow up these crowded short vol trades.
So the trade is the anti-AI basket. Long Exxon and Mondelez for negative beta, add nuclear through NLR, and quantum via IBM.
And on the pure contrarian side, Japan is messy. Mineral choke hit EWJ hard, but buybacks are at records, and Blackstone is betting on AI data centers.
Honestly, that's where the press is placing its chips. Anti-AI hedges, nuclear, Japan. Scattered, but fitting for a market that doesn't know where the next leader will come from.
Yeah, and as always, none of this is investment advice. We're just reading the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time. See you then.